Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, get ready. Robert De Niro's ex-assistant is claiming harassment, and Graham Chase Robinson has entered this angry voicemail from De Niro as an exhibit in the lawsuit. All right, take a listen.
Chase, you're living in Spain? Upset with me because you tell me how nice you have it, your life over there, and you f***ing don't answer my call? How dare you? You're about to be fired. You're f***ing history. How dare you? With all the good things you do, this is bullshit. Epic Christmas, f*** this. How dare you f***ing disrespect me how much you did? You want to f*** another position? You want another position? Then say you want another position. Go off somewhere. But don't get angry with me because I'm pissed off because I didn't get a simple thing that I need right now here out in California when I'm here for less than 24 hours. You gotta be f***ing kidding me, you spoiled brat. F*** you. So quit whatever you want. Damn it. How could you f***ing say you don't answer? You're upset because you're living in Spain, you spoiled f***ing brat.
Was that bad?
Why so angry? So she is 25 years old and claiming that he's very verbally abusive, assigned her quote-unquote stereotypical female duties, as he said. He became hostile, abusive, and very intimidating. Of course, he called her a brat, amongst other things. I think he is going to lose this case.
He might. That was what you would call very strong evidence.
Yes, however, I know there's probably... she signed off on confidentiality stuff. So this is interesting that this has been released.
So what is that? Okay, it's released and she breaks that. Does that mean that it can't be used?
I don't know. Well, it definitely can be used in the court case, but now that it's become public, obtained by TMZ, this just got very interesting. I will keep you posted. Nonetheless, a bad, bad look for Robert De Niro. Well, here's a question. Are the Pussycat Dolls coming back? Nicole Scherzinger is making us think the answer is yes.
I am recording. I'm recording always for many different projects. That's part of my life. I've been writing a lot. I've heard those rumors as well about the dolls. I love my girls. I loved my time with them on the road. I can't confirm anything, but I wouldn't rule out a PCD reunion.
Ooh, yes. I love buttons, don't ya? I'm pumped for this. Want the Pussycat Dolls to come back. I want to learn their dance moves, too. So hot. With Jennifer Garner, she could be one, right? She says she is not allowed to pick out her daughter's Halloween costume anymore.
It definitely gets harder. I mean, I remember one year when I talked my girls into both dressing up as pigs, and they were so cute. And now they would be like, no, Mom, oh my gosh, no. So, you know, yeah, it's harder, but they're going to be cute, whatever they are.
Of course they are. I'm never allowed to pick up my daughters either, so I'm with you, girl. And over on Ellen, Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and T.I. were put in the hot seat. They played a fun game of Never Have I Ever.
Never have I woke up in a strange place without remembering how I got there.
Does home count?
Sure. Oh, all right. Only one there that... Never have I gotten a tattoo I regret. What do you regret?
I got three different men tatted on me. You know what I'm saying? They gotta go.
Cardi. I love that girl.
All right, that's The Garbage with Mackenzie here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. What's coming up next with Freak Show Friday?
Ooh, okay, so Timmy is on the line, and Timmy likes to hold something, but it's something he shouldn't be holding.
Okay, well, that really is going to be a good one. All right, we'll do that next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.